News release. Halton Regional Police. The Halton Regional Police Service, HRPS, has made an arrest and laid charges in relation to an internet child exploitation investigation involving a former educational assistant previously employed by the Halton District School Board. On March 7, Cameron Ivins, 42, of Milton was arrested. He has been charged with the following. Make child pornography, 15 counts. Voyeurism, 14 counts. Sexual assault, 6 counts. Possession of child pornography, 3 counts. Sexual interference, 3 counts. Exposure to person under 16 years, 2 counts. Assault, 2 counts. Transmit child pornography. Access child pornography. Invitation to sexual touching. Ivins is being held in custody pending a bail hearing. The accused was previously employed as an educational assistant and worked at the following schools. P.L. Robertson Public School in Milton from February 2014 to October 2014. Munns Public School in Oakville from October 2014 to November 2015. Emily Carr Public School in Oakville from November 2015 to August 2019. Viola Desmond Public School in Milton from September 2019 to December 2019. The accused also worked at Rick Imus Music Studio in Milton around 2008 for 1 year. He established his own company, Pitch Perfect Piano Service, in 2012 to tune, regulate and rebuild pianos. Around 2015, the accused also taught private music lessons to children in their homes. In order to protect the identity of the victims, police cannot provide further details surrounding the nature of this investigation. Investigators believe there may be additional victims. Anyone with information, or anyone who has been victimized by the accused is asked to contact DCST. Stefan Vero of the HRPS Internet and Child Exploitation Unit, ICE, at 905-825-4747, ext. 8986. Tips can also be submitted anonymously to Crime Stoppers. See something? Hear something? Know something? Contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips, or through the web at www.haltoncrimestoppers.ca. The HRPS is a member of the Ontario Provincial Strategy to Protect Children from Sexual Abuse and Exploitation on the Internet. These investigations have been funded and made possible through a grant from the Ministry of Community Safety and Correctional Services.